Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Liberty and I with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, and it's time to vote for Dumb Bleep of the Week. Most of the things, a good portion of them, came from the live group today.
The Fed Haters Club.
The Fed Haters Club put in a lot of the submissions today.
Specifically Costco.
So, yeah, so I don't, just so everyone knows, so no one gets up in their feelings, all right? Here's what I do for the Fed Haters Club. I go through the Dumb Bleep channel, where they submit everything, and I click on every link. And so I click on every single one, and it opens up in the Safari, and I have no clue who it is that submitted what in it. And then I narrow it down.
Supposedly.
To 10 things. So, just so you know, never playing favorites. I don't know who's winning most of the time or getting submissions in or not. I just open every single thing. I don't pay attention to who submitted what, and then I pick whoever submitted something that... And most of the time, it's not even that it has to be the best thing. It's the thing that I think we could talk about. Because sometimes I'm like, well, yeah, I get it, but like, what are we going to say about that? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, so, if you want access to the Dumb Bleep submission channel, you got to go to joingmail.com or godhatesfads.com or goodmorningliberty.us.
Just any of those things.
Or find us on the socials.
Mm-hmm.
Like and subscribe to the podcast. Send in the birth of your firstborn.
Send in your actual firstborn child, actually. Yeah. That's the payment. We'll let you in for
life. House.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Yeah.
No kids.
Yep.
No kids at my house.
They've been looking to adopt, I hear. A lot of kids and animals.
We already adopted a dog.
That's the sanctuary of the Thurstons.
My poor wife has to take a stray cat to the vet today because it looks like it's got some kind of infection or something. Yeah. So she's going to trap a cat.
It's manged.
And take, it's not mange, I don't think.
Oh.
So anyway, wish her well.
It's COVID.
As far as that goes. Okay, let's get into the dumb.
It's kitty COVID.
Let's get into the dumb. Can tell we're...
The two
of us together don't equal one full brain today. So here we go. We were up late last night watching football.
It's pinky in the
brain. Then, Charlie had a long drive home. Oh, no, that was me. Here's dumb bleep number one. I'm not even going to go to the article. This is a football-related thing. We're just talking about football.
Mm.
We're wearing football clothing.
I saw this.
Police in Dallas have issued an arrest warrant for Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller for allegedly assaulting a pregnant person. That's not good.
Pregnant person.
You should not assault pregnant people.
Yeah.
All right? Now, if it was, in fact, a pregnant man that he assaulted, I guess it's not that bad. All right?
Yeah.
Now, Here's the thing. It's why do they do things like this? People can say whatever they want. You can tweet whatever thing you want. The problem is, why is it that they have switched over ABC, owned by Disney, by the way? Why is it that they have switched over to saying pregnant person instead of pregnant woman? It's because like 18 people might get offended if they posted this.
And they'll be real loud about it.
Mm-hmm. And because it defies this logic. There's a logic out there that says men can get pregnant too, Charlie.
Mm.
Because sometimes when a woman says that she's a man and then she gets pregnant, that means men can get pregnant.
Mm. Yep.
And so if you say pregnant woman, now they probably could have looked and seen if it was a man or a woman that was pregnant that he punched if they wanted to. But they were afraid of getting in trouble.
I don't know if ABC does it, but everyone else in the media is referring to his girlfriend, his longtime girlfriend.
Person friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of like 8 years or something like that.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they couldn't clarify whether or not it was a man or a woman. They just had to put person.
Yeah.
So it's even dumber than I thought because they know who it is. They know that it's his longtime girlfriend.
Yes.
And that he punched her and that she even identifies as a girl.
Yeah.
Or woman.
And choked her a little bit.
And they still... Yeah, I didn't look. I didn't even open the thing.
Oh, you
just
didn't.
Took a screenshot of that. I have no idea.
Pregnant person part. Yeah.
That's all I looked at. The only... My first thought was, I hope he's still suspended when the Cowboys play the Bills in a couple weeks. That's the first thing I thought of, honestly. Yeah. And then I noticed the pregnant person part.
I think he will be.
And then I had sympathy for the person that he punched.
Yeah.
could have been a woman. So, anyhow.
Well, they're at least pregnant, so you have sympathy for the unborn fetus.
And a child.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
unless now if she, or if the pregnant person gets an abortion, does it
matter? That's fine.
Yeah.
Did he punch don't care about it.
The pregnant person, or did he punch the fetus?
Well, I think by default, you're kind of punching the person,
yeah.
Anyhow. But
by the way, we don't condone violence on this show.
No violence. Yeah, okay.
That's not why this is dumb.
That's dumb bleep number two, just the way culture is going, and look how far we've gone. Look at this thing from Deadspin. Deadspin tries to cancel this kid that's at a Chiefs game last weekend. Everyone's seen this story by now. It's totally ridiculous, and it's got to be in dumb bleep of the week. There's a kid, if you haven't seen this, pictured on his right side, face painted black from what it looks like, and wearing a Native headdress. And Deadspin says the NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface and Native headdress.
Yeah, we need to shame this little kid for being an ultimate Chiefs fan.
Yeah, now, the thing is, this is more, I guess, nefarious. This is more diabolical from the writer than you would imagine, because they had to go through pictures of this kid and only get one where you could only see the blackface part and not the other part, which is the face painted red and black, like using Kansas City Chiefs colors.
Yeah.
But okay, whatever. Still say wearing a Native headdress. Okay, that's misappropriation of Native resources or whatever they call it these days down at HR. So that's not good. But then you find out, actually, this kid's grandfather is a member of the tribe, and this is the tribe's headdress. So just complete failure by this writer.
So he's actually like a quarter.
Yeah.
Like a legit 25% Native American.
His grandfather is Raul Armenta, part of the Chumash tribe, and a member of the Santa Ynez band of Chumash Indians. So anyhow, that's like actually their headdress, and the kid just had his face painted red and black because those are the Kansas City Chiefs colors. There was literally nothing bad about this whatsoever. Of course, we wouldn't care even if he was just wearing Trudeau face. That could have been fine. Stole that joke anyway. This is a really good one. Young Chiefs fan apologizes for appropriating Elizabeth Warren and wearing Trudeau face. That's from Grand Old Memes.
Nice.
Good job on that one.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I wonder if he'll be able to sue Deadspin, you know, for that article headline.
Should be able to. Yeah.
I don't know what is the in free domain of reporting on. I didn't read the article, so I don't know if they reported the kid's name or anything. I'm not really sure.
That could be, they could definitely, that could be reputation harm.
Yeah.
You know?
And just general, imagine you got all this stuff going on in your life now that you didn't have beforehand, and it just, for completely no reason at all, just because one guy decided to make something up. I mean, literally, clearly just choosing a picture where you could only see the blackface side the first place.
I mean, he's making something up, but also it's like, it's taking this kid's life. It's journalism. It's today. It's 2023 journalism where they actually don't even investigate their own story before writing it. It's an agenda they're trying to get out.
Yeah.
And if he would have just done a little bit of digging, because it didn't seem like it was that hard.
Well, he did this is a carefully chosen screenshot of this kid. Like, it's not as if this was the only picture of the kid the writer of the article could find.
I know, but the fact that the internet found out that his grandfather was an actual chief.
I don't know if he's a chief. He's a member.
A member.
You know.
Yeah.
He wasn't. I don't know what you call the other people.
Yeah.
Tribesmen.
Not chiefs.
Yeah. Not chiefs. Okay, that was dumb bleep number two. Number three, we talked about this on like Monday or something. I don't know if we could play the clip, but this Secretary of Education McGill Cardona. Oh, there it is, right there. How about that? And it's got a community note now. That's nice of them. This is him, you know, quoting Ronald Reagan, kind of.
We're going to set up follow-up calls with every governor we met with to make sure we're available. As I think it was President Reagan said, we're from the government. We're here to help. There are resources there. There's.
Yep.
Checks out.
That's all. Your current Secretary of Education.
Folks. Nailed it.
Yep. doesn't even realize the irony in his own statement. I wonder what he thinks now. What do you think that guy thought of when he woke up the next morning and saw?
I think these guys are so used to just spinning things and living lies that he doesn't even care.
Do you think he knows the real quote?
I'm sure he does now.
Okay.
I don't know if he did beforehand. He vaguely remembered Ronald Reagan saying some of those words in that order. But of course, the real quote was, what was the nine
most dangerous words in the English language
or something?
Yeah.
Or I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
Scariest words imaginable.
It's a completely different context, saying that it's a bad thing when the government comes to help you. And that's not
what that's real, Costco. It's absolutely real.
And he says it in the opposite context, using Reagan's quote, saying that we're here to help you, and just like Ronald Reagan said, you know. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great job, everyone.
All right, that's number three. Number four.
What do we got?
End wokeness. Let's see here. Mayor Brandon Johnson blames the city migrant crisis on the far right January 6th and not accepting of the Civil War outcome.
We got a video here. We'll check this out, see what he had to say. Brandon Johnson of Chicago.
So he's fallen in the footsteps of Lightfoot?
I guess so. What we've seen is a very raggedy form instituted by right-wing extremism. Everyone knows that the right-wing extremism in this country has targeted democratically ran cities. And quite frankly, they've been very intentional about going after democratically ran cities that are led by people of color.
Everyone knows
and
this.
Their whole motivation is to create disruption and chaos, because that's what this...
So just so you know, he's talking about the migrant crisis, and he's saying that these right-wing extremists have targeted Democrat-run cities, and especially cities ran by people of color. Now, it just happens to be that, like, all the really big cities are ran by people of color anyway. Not all of them.
They're ran terribly.
Ran terribly by people of color.
People on the left, and some of them happen to be of color.
It doesn't really matter of color yeah. part. Some of the ironic part is that these cities have always advertised themselves as sanctuary cities. You know, if you're an immigrant or a migrant or whatever, if you're illegal, come here. We got you. We're not going to deport you. This is a place you can live, and we're not going to enforce these laws. And it turns out they weren't. It was way more fun to say that. When they didn't have free bus rides to the city, but now that there's been public transportation for those people to make it to the sanctuary cities, they don't quite like it anymore. But of course, they're only doing this to Democrat-run cities who are ran by people of color, probably because they're racist.
But he's also overarching, he's blaming all the bad things that happen in these Democrat-run cities on the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes even further here with some of the...
Even though they're the ones running it.
Yeah.
And they have been for decades.
And these Democrat-run cities aren't exactly just overflowing with right-wing extremists either. If you were to look at... If you were to poll how many extremists there are on different sides, I'm betting you that your typical right-wing extremist probably lives in, Oklahoma or something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You know, probably not in the rural part. Probably not in the metropolitan area of Chicago.
Yeah.
Is not the spot. Let's see what else he says.
That particular party has been about. Right? This is the same political party that did not want to accept that President Obama was actually an American. It's the same Republican right-wing extremism that stormed the Capitol. It's the same right-wing extremism that refuses to accept the results of the Civil War. It's raggedy. It's disrespectful. It's mean-spirited. It's an unclean spirit, quite frankly. And so I got you.
They haven't accepted the results of the Civil War?
I don't...
Is he talking about the
I mean, I guess there are some people...
Talking about the trucks in the South that have, the rebel flag still?
I guess. Maybe that. I don't know if there's anyone who's,
Remember those shirts when we were, in grade school? It said, "The South will rise again."
Yeah. Used to be cool. I used to go to the Dixie Stampede in Gatlinburg, and they had they had the rebel flags, the Confederate flags, and then, you know, they had the tyrannical North flag. I don't know if there's any Civil War outcome deniers. Like, anyone's like, oh, no, South totally took that war.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they got screwed over, you know, when you look back and you look at the votes.
Yeah, the North rewrote history.
So anyhow, he looks at the terrible situation that they're in Chicago, people in New York, people in a lot of big cities. And of course, it's the right wing extremist fault, and they're targeting people of color. That's why they're doing it. And by the way, if that wasn't enough, we need to link it to not only January 6th, but we also have to link it to the Civil War. And that is what we are up against right now, are these Civil War deniers out there in the world. All kinds of them. Okay, let's move on to, that was Dumbleep number 4, Mayor Brandon Johnson of
Chicago. I bet he thinks Guam could tip over too, huh? Just like
I'm not sure.
Just like his friend Hank.
Hank! Let's see, the United Nations is set to call on Americans to reduce meat consumption because of climate change.
Jesus.
Yep. Yep. You know what I wanted, right? I didn't have time to do it, was the button of Elon Musk saying, go yourself.
Yeah.
That's what we should have had right there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, go ahead, Chuck.
A lead United Nations agency overseeing food and agriculture policy is expected to issue a roadmap in the coming weeks, which will call on the West, including America, to dramatically reduce its meat consumption. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, will publish its so-called Global Food Systems Roadmap during the upcoming COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai, that they'll all fly into, which will kick off on Thursday and extend nearly 2 weeks until mid-December. It's funny they're having this in the middle of the desert, you know.
FAO's in first Dubai, like a super rich oil city.
Yeah. FAO's first of its kind document will recommend nations that overconsume meat to limit their consumption as part of a broader effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Quote, the failure of leading meat and dairy companies to reduce emissions underlines the urgent need for more policy focus on the food and agricultural sector, said Jeremy Coller, the chair and founder of the FAIR Initiative. They work with financial institutions to promote climate-friendly agriculture worldwide.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Food system emissions deserve a place at the top of the table. I see what he did there.
That was nice.
Alongside energy and transport, as they represent an estimated third of greenhouse gas emissions. Now, is that because you eat meat and then you fart methane?
I think it's the livestock
that fart. Their methane.
It's pre-food emissions. Yeah.
Oh, there, yeah, 40% of methane. Okay, here. Investors hope the first ever publication of a food and agricultural roadmap at COP28 this month will catalyze the transition to 1.5 degrees and a more sustainable food system. Like what?
The issue is, this is just, like usual, it's an anti-human push, and I'll tell you why. It's a Malthusian push, this idea that we need less people on the planet. I'll tell you why, because we read an article, it's got to have been 3 years ago now, that they had discovered that people in Australia have discovered that if you added this specific algae, is it algae or seaweed, to cattle feed, that it would reduce their emissions by 99%, 98, 99%, something like that, essentially reducing all of the emissions from the cattle. Now, is this UN... whatever roadmap that they're going to do, this FAO roadmap they're going to do, talking about at COP28, are they going to talk about how we should have a government program to grow whatever this seaweed or algae was that we saw in that study on goodnewsnetwork.org to add to all of the cattle feed out there? That way we don't have any more emissions from cattle anymore. And then all of that is taken care of, and we don't have to worry about it. No longer.
No, we need to stop people from eating meat.
No, they're going to stop people from eating meat. And they're going to spend billions of dollars. And how are they going to do that? They're going to make it harder for farmers to have livestock. They're going to make whatever rules and restrictions they can. They've already
done
it. A lot of countries in Europe have already been doing this. They're going to put rules and regulations that's going to make meat really expensive itself. Like, even after it's been raised, they're going to make it more expensive. Where only rich people can afford to have meat. after that, or you can be buying some of that black market meat, you know, if you want to, from that guy who's got a couple cows hidden in his basement, you know, down the road. You could do that if you want to, but then you're going to end up having a, like a drug war situation, people passing meat, you know, in their jackets. You walk by, dude's like, hey, man, you want a ribeye? I got T-bones in here if you want to do that, you know. You need ground beef? I got ground beef. So anyhow,
yeah,
that's what we're looking at. That's the future of the world. It's anti-humanism is what it is, because they're not actually trying to solve the problem. There are ways to solve the problem. All right.
Nope. They don't care about solving the problem.
You could put the cattle in a building that's got a, you know, some kind of filters on it, some carbon capture filters or something in the barns or whatever. That'd be kind of expensive, but no, let's just have less food.
Could extract the methane and then use it for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
This truck runs on cow farts.
All right. Any of this stuff, I want to wait and see when they actually issue the guidelines, and we'll talk a little bit more about what their actual guidelines are going to be. That was Dumb Bleep number 5. This is number 6, another one submitted. Let's see. The city of Seattle, they got some interesting city plans coming up for a playground for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
That they want to put right next to a beach, which kids love the beach.
Yeah, they do.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
You got the ocean out there. This one happens.
If God were a city planner, you know, he wouldn't put a playground right next to a sewer system.
Yeah, that's true.
But what he would do,
he put a playground right next to a nude beach.
A nude beach,
in Seattle. It's got to be a nude one. Yeah. It can't be a normal beach.
Well, nude beaches reduce climate. You know,
sure.
Because if you wear clothes on a beach, obviously you're contributing to emissions.
I want to listen to some of the news report. It's always funny to listen to these. First off, look at how tiny that video is. It's always funny to listen to some of the local news reports about this. And by the way, there's this weird emphasis.
These people work hard for these anchor jobs. You know?
They do.
Yeah,
they do. There's this weird emphasis. I guess this is a really popular LGBTQIA2SL+ beach.
2SL.
Man, it's a two spirit llama.
2A.
That's what it is, yeah.
A spirit llama?
Isn't there another L? Did I get that wrong? Is a 2SL a thing? Or are they just doing 2S these days? I don't know. See, I want to make sure we include everyone.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave anyone out.
IA? What about the IA?
I said the IA. LGBTQIA, 2SL+. I already got it.
There we go.
This is my new password for everything at home. Strong password. Let me tell you what.
It passes it all.
So there's this weird emphasis. I guess this is one of those beaches where a lot of the T's hang out.
I didn't even know Seattle had nude beaches.
I didn't either. And I've been there a couple times. I had no idea about it. You know, what a missed opportunity.
Are they out there like June, July, and that's it? Because it gets pretty cold up there.
It does get pretty chilly.
Yeah.
Huh. We'll finish up this Dumb Bleep and get through all the others and get to the voting here in just a few minutes on Liberty Unite on the Free Talk Live Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The hunt is on for the gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. This happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire.
School Police Chief Wayne Sneed says the gunman took off and has not been seen since. The seemingly random attack sent the campus into lockdown. Intense combat is underway as Israeli forces advance further into southern Gaza. The United Nations issues a warning of impending dire situation as Palestinian civilians evacuate amid the shelling. Approximately 1.9 million people in Gaza have been displaced. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr., all are up for the Heisman Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Dumb Loop of the Week on Liberty at Night, and let's get back into this one and what's going on in Seattle.
The city of Seattle wants to put a playground right next to a nude beach. That has many people, including members of the LGBTQ plus community, asking, what are they thinking?
But the biggest concern is coming from the people who use Denny Blaine Park as a nude beach. They say they didn't even know about this project until last week when they saw this sign.
Baffling to me, where it's like, oh, we need to place a new playground. Let's put it on the nude beach. I think almost anyone would just be like, why are you doing this?
That's the question on a lot of minds right now.
We saw the sign, we're like, a play area? What? What for?
You gotta be kidding me. Come on. Seattle parks have marked this swath of land by Lake Washington, Denny Blaine Park, as the new site for a future play area. It was announced last week, despite pushback from District 3 councilperson herself.
Okay, Charlie. Speculate wildly.
Move to Washington.
Remember, we have... They've got a bunch of different locations, by the way. This is one that they picked. Why would you decide to put a playground next to a nude beach?
Grooming.
That's... you were going to take a minute to get there.
No.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah. It's obvious. These people don't even care anymore. It's just straight up, let's groom them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you said it, not me. Okay.
It's gross. It's so gross.
Do you think it's just straight up? You think all the people on the Seattle City Council are like, you know how we can help further this plan along? I'm not saying this. I'm saying what I think you're saying. So don't say I'm saying it. Okay. Here's how we further this plan along. The kids aren't getting gay enough fast enough. Okay. And some teachers are starting to get burnt out on reading all this porn to the kids. You know, some parents are starting to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so why don't we just put this new playground over here? And why don't your kids up on the monkey bars climbing around? what does he see over there next to the water? But a girl with her out. You know? And then he learns about life.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
You think that's what they're going with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or guys. I can't say the whole quote.
Okay. Anyhow.
What else could it be? What else could it be?
Maybe they don't like, okay, to give them the benefit of the doubt, which they don't deserve.
Then why are you doing it?
Because there are other potential options. Maybe they are trying to push the nude beach out. Maybe they don't want it there anymore. Mm. And so they're going to put this here, and maybe they're trying to entrap some of the people at the beach or something. Is there not like a law about doing that, you know, in front of kids?
I don't know.
So maybe they want it to be, maybe they want the beach to be gone. They don't want people to go there anymore. Maybe it's a test. Let's see who still goes there and hangs drain in front of the kids, you know?
Hangs drain.
Let's see what happens. I'm just trying to give them maybe some of the benefit of the doubt. So the group is pretty solid on the idea that it's the grooming situation. We shall see how this plays out. Let us know if you're in the area. I want you to go out there and watch for naked people.
I'm pretty sure most people on that beach can't be within 500 yards of those kids already. Yeah. I don't know. When you have a multi-billion dollar child sex trafficking industry.
Yeah.
You know, just people are grooming and stealing kids, grooming them, drugging them.
And why has it got to be, an LGBTQ beach? Why couldn't it been, you know, what do you call straight people?
People.
Cis. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Straight.
That's right.
Cis. Why has it got to be next to LGBTQIA2SL+ beach? You know?
I don't know.
I got to pick that one. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to discriminate against these people and shut down their beach.
Maybe the new beach has plans of reading children's stories.
You think they could do drag story hour right there from the beach?
From the beach.
Okay. Well, it's efficient. It's efficient. Okay, let's go on to Dumbly. That was number 6. This is number 7. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, of course, is poised to pass a ski mask ban, drawing support from police and criticism from the ACLU. Now, I'm actually kind of conflicted on this one a little bit. It's a weird story. Like, I know why they're trying to do it. I mean, you put on a ski mask, and you can basically do whatever you want.
You can fight COVID.
Right? You can fight COVID with your ski mask if you want to. You could rob places. You could loot during riots and stuff like that. There's a carve out for you to still be able to wear the ski mask if it's during a protest.
Mm.
That's okay.
Yes,
so,
there really.
Yeah. Yeah, there actually is. Now, where I'm conflicted on this is I don't agree with a ski mask ban. And I don't agree with the idea that you shouldn't be able to conceal your identity from the government. And so I definitely think that you should be able to wear a ski mask during a protest. I just think that if you start destroying people's property, you need to get arrested for it.
Yeah.
And you need to get prosecuted for it. And you need to either pay compensation or spend time doing whatever for it, not just get let go.
And businesses should be free to turn away people who wear ski masks into their establishment.
Oh, sorry. The group is pointing out you can also wear them when you're skiing.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's 2 carve-outs.
Or when it's just really cold.
Mm-mm. No, that's not it. You got to be protesting, or if you're carrying skis, I bet that's probably okay. So everyone just carry skis with you as you're walking around. Now, what you could do if you're worried about
your ski holster,
just put a COVID mask on and some sunglasses, and you're fine. You know, we just went through years of not being able to see people's faces. I don't know why they're singling out.
The CDC recommended bandanas.
Yeah.
Just do whatever. It's the old school bandana.
There you go. There's a good idea right there. You don't have to get a ski mask. Go ahead, Charlie.
Philadelphia City Council is poised to ban the wearing of ski masks in certain public spaces this week, a move that police say could help them solve more crimes and stop more pedestrians they suspect of being involved in criminal activity. The measure is co-sponsored by 10 members, more than the majority needed to pass the bill. Authored by council member Anthony Phillips, who represents parts of Northwest and Northeast Philadelphia, the bill allows the city to fine people $250 for wearing ski masks in parks, schools, and on public transit. There are carve-outs for religious expression and the First Amendment activities like protesting.
Do you need a? Is there a big ski mask religious expression also, that I've been missing out on? Or
is it not just a First Amendment activity to wear a mask?
It should be. Yeah, that's what the ACLU is saying. I think they're right on this. If you listen, I understand why they're doing it, and I want Antifa people to get in trouble as bad as the next guy. You know,
but not at the cost of freedom.
But also, I don't think the government can tell you you can't wear a mask. And so there's them in a lot of ways here. Yeah. Like one of the biggest reasons they would need this is during protests, which turned into riots. You need to be able to see people's faces. But all those crazy people have ski masks on. Now, the regular protests. Yeah, you should be able to hide your face from the government so they can't find you and punish you later on for just protesting them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a lot of dictatorships that don't allow people to wear ski masks either. You know,
show us your face. We want to see your face. You want to see my face?
Anyway, this is, let's see. Are they going to do the stop and frisk thing? They said that having this law basically would allow them to stop people who would they suspect of being involved in criminal activity. You know, so they, you know, you got a mask on. You might be involved in some kind of criminal activity, even if you're not committing the crime right then. So that's a new person to stop and look for.
Yep.
That's fine. Okay, so that's in Philadelphia. We got a couple more here. So I don't know if you got anything else to say on the masks. Like I said, I was kind of conflicted on it because I understand why. I don't think they should do it, but they are doing it. But they're also carving out these specific things. Some people have rights and other people don't who just want to wear ski masks. It's kind of weird. Rokana says, the national debt, this is number 8, the national debt was caused by 4 things.
And 4 things only.
This is the 4 things by Rokana that caused the national debt. Number 1, Reagan's tax cuts. Number 2, Bush's tax cuts. Number 3, Trump's tax cuts. And number 4, Bush's overseas wars.
Hmm.
Not anyone else's overseas wars, but just Bush's overseas wars. And that's it.
One of those is, it does contribute to it. Yeah.
He then goes on to say, we don't need a fiscal commission to study it. Everyone knows Johnson's fiscal commission will recommend cuts in Social Security and Medicare. Instead, we need to end the tax breaks for the ultra-rich and make a moonshot investment in American industry. We need to take the people's money and give it back to some of the people, and that's not going to cause any inflation or anything.
Make a moonshot investment by setting the money on fire, basically. That's what they want to do.
So
I'm actually so tired of this narrative because the ultra rich pay the majority of the taxes, literally.
They do.
They pay almost all of them.
A lot of the taxes.
Yes.
And they talk about some of the ultra rich who might not pay any taxes at all. A lot of times that you look at like top 1%, that includes, you know, not just billionaires, but yeah, of course the people in the highest tax brackets, they pay almost all of the taxes, and the people in the bottom 50%, I think what was the effective tax rate? -2.2 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where most of the taxes come from. But the idea that the only reason we have a debt is because we didn't take enough money from the people, and that's it, was that we cut taxes for people. It's not the expenditures. And we make the analogy of, well, if you lose your job and you keep spending money and you go into debt, which is the, you know, is that your fault? Is that your job's fault? Is it that you were spending too much money or is it that you weren't making enough money? Well, you lost your job. Okay. What if you lost your job and then you kept increasing your spending every single day? Not just that you kept the same expenses you had beforehand. You can say, well, you know, I thought I was going to have this income. It's got taken away. You can't blame me for going into a little bit of debt while I'm trying to find some new ways to make some money. And yeah, I'm going to cut back after a little bit, but it takes some time to roll back all this stuff, you know. And sure, but instead what you did was you lost your job and then you kept increasing your spending every single month, every single year, forever, and then blamed it on the fact that you lost your job.
No, you blame it on the fact that you're the rich people on the other side of town.
They did it.
Yeah, they did it.
It's actually your boss who fired you. It's actually their fault.
Yep.
So, no, the problem is that we spend too much money. We do way too many things that we shouldn't be doing, and we could easily not be going into further and further debt by just getting rid of the deficit. And yes, Social Security and Medicare do need to get cut. That has to happen. You can't just say, like, oh, well, people need it.
The federal government
doesn't exist.
And these people that hate corporations, I don't understand, because the federal government is the largest corporation out there. Mm-hmm. What other corporation spends $6 trillion? None of them.
Not any of them.
What other corporations take in $4 trillion? None of them.
You know, Apple, is it Apple or Microsoft? Microsoft getting close to $3 trillion, though.
Yeah.
Three.
But that's what
remember when they started crossing the trillion?
But that's what they're worth.
Worth, not the amount of money they have or what they're taking in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The government literally takes in, the federal government takes in over $4 trillion and then they spend six.
Yeah.
It's by far the largest corporation.
But the reason that they have that gap is because they have cut taxes some in the past, even though they're taking in more money than they ever have.
Yeah.
It's just if we had higher taxes, they'd be taking that much more money.
It still wouldn't be enough.
It's not that the economy would adjust and actually you would still take in the same amount that they always, because it's always around 17% of the GDP, regardless where the taxes are. Actually, right now, we're at the highest percentage of GDP getting taken out in taxes. That we've been four times throughout history. We are
under Trump's tax cuts.
Yeah, after the tax cuts. We have had 4 years, I believe was the number, that we were taking over 19% in taxes.
That's because Trump actually closed some loopholes. I hate calling them loopholes. They're not loopholes.
They're not loopholes. You getting to keep your own stuff is not a loophole. Okay, number nine, we did this yesterday, so we'll just mention it real quick. Ed Krasenstein says sending arms to Ukraine creates jobs in America and it generates wealth for American workers in many rural towns across America.
God.
Texas has received over $1 billion. Pennsylvania received over $2 billion. Arizona received over $2 billion. USAID is benefiting U.S. workers quite a bit. But where does the money come from, Ed? It got taken from the U.S. workers in the first place.
To begin with. Yeah.
It was either taxed out of their paychecks or it was printed, which caused the inflation that's making it so difficult for people to make it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get to do that. And then on top of that, it'd be one thing if they were creating, you gave them that money and they created houses and everyone had the houses to go or like cars or something of value in the economy. I still wouldn't support that. Because they're taking them, spending it without your consent. But they could be creating something of value in the economy that people need. Instead, they're taking it and they're putting these pieces of metal together and then they blow it up afterwards and it's gone.
Yep.
It's like if Tesla's job was to make a car and then roll off the line and they just set it on fire afterwards. And they're like, oh, look at that job we created. That was awesome. No, you want it to go to productive use also. Yeah. So the government sucks at spending money.
I always think of Milton Friedman as the spoons analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. The jobs program.
Yeah. If you want a jobs program to have people dig dishes with spoons.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. And then number 10 is going to be two things from Joe Biden. Staying on economics here for a minute. The first one, not one that we talked about yesterday. Charlie, go.
From the POTUS account, President Biden. Or maybe, I don't know if he actually tweeted this or not. A billionaire minimum tax of just 25%, just a quarter.
Just a quarter.
Yeah. Would raise $440 billion over the next 10 years. Imagine what we could do if we just made billionaires pay their taxes like everyone else. Jesus Christ.
All right.
So $44 billion a year.
Yeah, that's it. They always use the 10-year number. And then people say
that they would spend in a matter of
3 days.
3 days.
A little less than 3 days.
Yeah.
That
money's gone.
Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't even raise that much because as soon as they started taxing, I was looking at the billionaire minimum tax. That's something that also includes unrealized capital gains. As soon as you start trying to tax those, it's impossible to tax those because the wealth would disappear when they have to sell everything to pay their taxes on the fake money that they didn't make because they didn't actually take it in.
Or they move their money somewhere else.
Yeah. And so you wouldn't actually get the $440 billion over 10 years anyway. It would be half that or less than that. You would destroy the entire economy in the first place and everyone's retirement accounts while trying to do this because everyone would be trying to sell to pay this tax that the government would then take that money and then they would blow it up somewhere. Because that's what they do with money.
But people in Arizona would have some jobs.
Yeah, there you go. Their jobs just wouldn't keep pace with the inflation that they'd be dealing with. So,
or the fact like billionaires aren't stupid people. Like they would just take their money and they would move it to a more favorable situation. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what Apple did when they moved their headquarters to Ireland to pay 15% tax instead of the 30% tax and corporate tax in America.
Yep, yep. They find the found the Irish loophole. I don't know if they're still doing that or not.
They did. Okay. I don't know if they still
they
are moved. Or not.
No, they used to do that. So anyway, that's a terrible idea. And just imagine what we could do with all that money. Well, look at what we spend every year, by the way, on these different departments. They're talking about $44 billion a year. Just at the bottom of this list, I didn't put the rest of it on here, housing and urban development, we spend $101 billion every year on that anyway. And we still talk about the same number of homeless people every single year, even though we spend $100 billion every single year.
I haven't solved homelessness
yet. No. With $100 billion. But Elon could solve homelessness or whatever it is, hunger, I don't know, whichever one it was, with $6 billion. The U.S. government spends $101 billion. So that's awesome. Let me make sure. Yeah, that's in billions. Making sure. $118 billion on the Social Security Administration. That's on the on budget part. The other part is $1.4 trillion for Social Security. The $44 billion that they're talking about, it would last, I think, 2 days and maybe 20 hours into the third day, and then it would be gone, and all that wealth would be destroyed. And not just their wealth, the wealth of all the people who have their retirement accounts as well. So, and all the people who work there who take stock options as part of their benefit package. So, no, terrible idea, y'all. And then the last one here, number 10, still on Joe Biden. I just wanted to talk about it because it did get a great community note. And we talked about this yesterday. He says, let me be clear to any corporation that hasn't brought their prices back down, even as inflation has come down, it's time to stop the price gouging. Give American consumers a break. From the president of the United States Twitter account, X account. Still just.
Well, actually, that's from his personal Joe Biden account.
That's true. It's not
but
from
he's
POTUS.
He's still the president.
Yeah. Now, clearly, he didn't write this. Someone who works in the office wrote this.
That we know of. I mean, he could have.
Huh? That's true.
It's possible.
That's true. It's really.
He did start out by saying, let me be clear. He says that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's shocking or why it bothers me more than normal. But like I said, we had talked about people saying this, that since inflation was down, that should mean prices are back down. And we've been making fun of people. And now the actual president's account, the actual president, if he had a speech of him saying this, this should come down. That's
which
where we are.
This is misinformation, I would say.
It's actual misinformation.
At least to a lot of people thinking that inflation has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't. It's still up.
And what happens? Well, inflation has gone down. The prices haven't come down.
The rate of inflation has gone down.
Yeah, yeah.
But the prices have not.
No, because they're still going up.
Yeah, it's just they're going up by 3.2% instead of 9%.
The community note says, as long as the inflation rate is positive, prices are increasing. The fact that inflation has come down to 3.2% in October means that prices are still going up, albeit at a slower rate than before. The Federal Reserve aims at a target inflation rate of 2%.
Thank you, Community Notes.
Yeah.
All right. Get your votes in.
It's time to get the votes in on the Dumb Bleep of the Week channel. Let's run back through them right fast. What do we have here? Number one was pregnant person. Remember that?
Yeah.
Jim out there. And we've come a long way in the last 45 minutes. Number one was pregnant person. Number two was that Deadspin Native American blackface article. Number three was the Reagan misquote from Miguel Cardona. Number four was the Chicago mayor talking about the migrant crisis, same and pulling January 6th and the Civil War into it.
Far right extremists that are trying to take these Democrat cities down.
Number five, the UN meet roadmap that they're about to put out here in the next couple weeks. So we'll see exactly what that's going to be. Number six, the Seattle City planners putting a playground next to a nude beach. Number seven, the Philly ski mask ban. Number eight, Rokana. And the only reason that we have a debt growing is because we cut taxes. Number nine was Ed Krasenstein, bombs for jobs. Number 10 was Joe Biden on economics. Get your votes in.
Get your votes in.
What do you want to tell people to not do, Charlie?
Yeah, while the group is voting, I'm going to tell you to go sign up to be a voter. You know, we actually, we do have a poll tax.
We do.
Here at goodmorningliberty.us because we believe in putting your money where your mouth is. So if you want to vote, then you got to sign up. Join gml.com. Or don't. We don't care if your vote counts or not. We only care about the people in here that are voting.
Y'all get your votes in while he's talking. Go do it.
Those are good people.
Dumb Bleep of the Week voting channel.
We have real libertarians.
We do.
In this group.
Yeah, their names are in yellow.
Yes. And all the other people are not real libertarians yet. But they're working their way. I believe in them. I believe they can get there. So if you want to be a real libertarian, there's a place for you. We have a home. That's joingml.com.
It's called the Fed Haters Club.
Or you could be homeless if you want to. I don't care. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Or not.
Mm-hmm.
Share the show with a friend. Or don't. And I won't be here for a while, so happy holidays.
You're gone for how many days?
As long as I possibly can be gone.
All right.
I'm not quitting the show, though.
No.
I'm not quitting. Yeah. I'll do one show a year.
You're going to show up. I feel like you're going to show up, and I'm going to be like, hey, Charlie, nice you stop by for a visit.
Exactly.
Like in your house. I'm going to have a portrait.
I also have a duffel bag full of cash.
All right, we got a clear winner here, and that's the great thing about Dumb Bleep of the Week. It's not always the one you think it's going to be.
I voted for it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have.
It's by far the dumbest thing.
It is really dumb.
Yeah.
It's for sure dumb.
This guy is legit Secretary of Education and can't even quote.
It's an extra kicker on top, being the Secretary of Education.
He can't even properly quote. And the irony of the situation, using a quote to be like, we're the good guys.
It was meant the opposite of what he was using it for. All right, y'all, that's going to do it for Dumb Bleep of the Week and for us over here at Liberty at Night for this week. We'll be right back next Tuesday. Just want to let you know that we've started voting on Dumb Bleep of the Year. The winner gets a trophy. That's whoever it is. They get a trophy, and the person who submitted it gets a trophy. So go to joingml.com. We'll see you next week on Liberty at Night.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.